This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Voice of America's Mandarin Service correspondent and a multimedia journalist working for VOA have been released from custody in China after being detained for at least 6 hours Monday evening by Chinese authorities. They were interviewing a retired Chinese professor who was taken away by police during a live television interview with VOA nearly 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Yi Bingfeng and VOA contractor Alan Ai were taken into custody in Shandong province after talking to the professor through the closed door of his apartment. Sun told Feng details of his detention and thanked VOA for allowing him to express his freedom of speech on air. Police who were in the apartment building attempted to interrupt the interview and then separately detained both reporters. The VOA reporter said that they were taken in separate vehicles to undisclosed locations on a university campus by men who identified themselves as contract security guards. They were freed before dawn Tuesday, unharmed. Chinese authorities have refused to comment. North and South Korea say their respective leaders will meet sometime next month in North's capital. Reuters' Grace Lee.
South Korea's president plans to cross over to the north in September for an unprecedented third summit with leader Kim Jong-un. On Monday, the two Koreas held a fresh round of talks at the DMZ to discuss details and announced the summit would be held in the capital of Pyongyang. It's a step forward, but not without tension over the North's nuclear program.
I think if we talk about our problems, this will be an opportunity to find the solutions that our country is looking for.
Ri Song-kwon, the chairman of North Korea's reunification committee, was cryptic on Monday, saying it's important to clear obstacles that prevent relations between the two from moving forward. And if they aren't, unexpected problems could emerge.
Reuters' Grace Lee. This is VOA News. Afghanistan authorities confirmed Monday that 4 days of fighting with the Taliban in and around the embattled southeastern city of Ghazni has killed 100 Afghan security personnel and 30 civilians. The defense minister general says government forces backed by allied airstrikes killed nearly 200 insurgents, including Arab, Chechen and Pakistani nationals. But a Taliban spokesman rejected the official claim, saying insurgents have surrounded Afghan forces in parts of the city. The FBI has dismissed an agent who was removed from the president's special counsel, from the special counsel's Russia probe, after sending text messages criticizing the president. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
His lawyer says Peter Strzok was fired late Friday, criticizing it as the bureau bowing to political pressure by overruling an internal recommendation to suspend and demote Strzok. The longtime agent had sent a colleague text saying, "We'll stop a Trump candidacy," and referring to the candidate as a disaster. The president has repeatedly bashed Strzok on Twitter, saying the text showed the special counsel's probe is a hoax. Today, he writes, Strzok has finally been fired. Strzok defended himself at a contentious House hearing in June, saying his personal views did not reflect any political bias at the FBI and did not affect his work. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Monday government mismanagement has hurt Iran's economy more than U.S. sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump last week reimposed a set of sanctions that had been lifted as part of the 2015 nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for relief from measures that had badly hurt its economy. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah has rejected an offer by the president to hold talks to strengthen ties.
Washington says negotiating a tougher nuclear deal than the one sealed in 2015 is Iran's only escape route from the sanctions. This is the first time Iran's supreme leader has commented. And though he ruled out talks, Khamenei also ruled out the possibility of war with the United States.
We'll respond with great force if war is waged against us, but we'll never start a war.
Defying U.S. demands to curb its missile program, state TV also reported on Monday that Iran had unveiled a new short-range ballistic missile. European signatories still back the nuclear deal. They fear Trump's Iran policies could undermine the pragmatist president Hassan Rouhani and strengthen hardline clerics.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting, and I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.